Yeah, that was me. I wasn't logged in at the time. I was at a hotel. Tim and I had been drinking, so we didn't really want to log in. We were also not on a secure connection, so we thought we'd just edit anonymously. What happened? The first block by Freak of Nurture happened a couple of years ago that wasn't related to the edit. He thought it was an open proxy, and maybe it was at the time, but when we were using it, it wasn't. It was just an IP address in a hotel. So I asked for an unblock. Unblocked me, and I just made one edit to the Javelin article, and I did a similar edit on the Spear article, and he immediately blocked me. He thought that I was removing valid content. So I went onto my talk page, which I could still edit when I was blocked, and said, you know, I explained my edit and justified it. But instead of what he should have done, really, is gone to the talk page of that article and discussed it. But instead, he just thought that his indefinite block of me was valid for that single edit.
So that's, I mean, and I guess you can see on the page is actually Javelin Weapon, Javelin brackets Weapon. And if you have a look at that, you'll see that I think Tim went back in and sort of made those edits stick. But I'll throw back to Drove. I'll bring you in at this point. But this raises the issues of admin competency. And we're, you know, if that there was a mistake there, and yeah, we'll come to you in a moment, WJB. But Derover, I know you've been waiting very patiently just on this admin issue. So, yeah, what are your thoughts in related to the Javelin story and the broader issues?
Well, thank you. As far as the Javelin goes, that sounds very premature, and it also sounds like, I mean, I don't know the particular admins involved very well, but normally we don't put indefinite blocks on IP addresses because IP addresses do change hands. So that would be something to discuss with that admin and maybe do a little bit of education there. That sounds like somebody was out of their usual area. As far as the general number of or the ratio of admins to registered users, I've been tracking that for about a year and a half, and it's been dropping steadily. And that's been something I've been trying to raise attention to for quite some time. The solution that I prefer to advocate rather than changing the RFA process itself is to increase the mentorship, because we have hundreds and hundreds of people who are saying, I'd like to be an administrator. I'd like to get some coaching, please. It's not intuitive to me. And those of us who are or have been admins, most of us, we manage to figure it out ourselves. And it's not necessarily intuitive to a wide enough base of people. So I think that having a one-on-one relationship between an experienced administrator and an editor who's doing good work and would like to get there may help open things up more.
That's actually kind of a decentralization, isn't it? It's sort of saying rather than have this centralized RFA tower that you have to come and engage with and apply for, you sort of, you know, just chat to an admin and get to know them. I was saying last night, actually, one of my ideas would be to just let any admin make anyone else an admin and also de-admin anyone else. And, yeah, we'd have some crazy chaos maybe, but ultimately it might be all to the good. Kim, I'll bring you in at this point because you've been waiting patiently too. We will come back to Rove just to hear your response to that. But, Kim, what are your thoughts on the RFA situation and all that?
Well, I agree with Derofa with the fact that that we don't have enough admins per user. My personal preference is that about 95% of our user base should be admins, because everybody should actually be at the level that they can be trusted. The thing is on Wikipedia at the moment that a lot of people don't actually understand how the wiki works. So we actually, at the moment, the RFA process is just as broken as anything else, I suppose, in that people just don't know how the wiki works. And now we also have admins who don't understand how the wiki works. And slowly but surely, this is pulling the English Wikipedia apart. So this is something that must be acted on. We must make sure that we somehow ensure that people do understand how the wiki works, so that everybody gets educated and understands, and that we can, in fact, validly say we can make 95% of the people admins.
Well, just, is that what you mean by how the wiki works? You sort of, people should realize that they are admins, even if they're not something, they are in charge.
Yes, everybody's in charge of the wiki. Everybody, it's your wiki. Okay, so you have to share it with someone else, but it's your responsibility too.
Yeah, and that would be interesting. We did mention admin in the Javelin story. And to be honest, I see that particular incident as it's just funny. And I hope that he takes it in, or he or she takes it in good cheer. It's just fascinating that it happened to be Angela and Tim from a hotel. You know, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it. But WJB, I think, you know, I'll bring you back in just because, you were mentioning on chat that it's, you know, it's perhaps not fair of us to just mention a particular person without, you know, some right of reply. So WJB, what were you thinking on that front?
Was promoted, I think, mid-March as an admin. So he is fairly someone pretty new at the job. And I think we're not making the job less daunting if you get the feeling that you could make an injudicious block. Oh, dear, the IP you blocked was actually Angela Beasley. And next thing you know, your people's private joke on a Skype cast between some quite important Wikipedians later on. I think that's the sort of thing that might well be putting people off from standing as being an admin, that we're not, it's not being treated enough as a learning process, that people are looking to sort of appoint people who already know what they're going to do, who aren't going to make mistakes, and that people should be able to, you know, be appointed even if they are, you know, going to going to need to be set right, because at the end of the day, everyone has to learn by experience.
Yeah, well, in that case, let's be really, this is a public conversation, so we should be sensitive, and I just I'll reiterate the fact that I saw that as quite instructional and quite informative, and hopefully, you know, I relate the story with a smile, and I hope that no feelings are put out there. It's important to have oversight of admin actions, obviously, and you know, we don't want to get too heavy on that. But yeah, I'm glad that we sort of covered that a little bit. Seddon, you've been waiting to speak, so over to you.
Yeah, something. Since I joined Wikipedia sort of full time in September, something that I've always heard sort of in the background is the discussion of handing out. Instead of handing out the admin tools as sort of one lump package, is that if someone if someone always is on AFD, then being able to give them the ability to simply delete articles, or say for example there is someone who is always working in vandalism, maybe who doesn't have the experience in AFDs to warrant having the page delete option, but just to be able to, you know, block editors and just sort of perhaps taking what you need to have a good knowledge in every single area, and perhaps maybe people can specialize in these sort of things and just, you know, do you think that's a viable solution, or do you think that it would this is a WJB scribe, just, you know,
I'll let you come back in, WJB. Said saying sort of like, is there any value in looking at what an admin actually is and breaking it down and saying, okay, you know, you're active on AFD, you're going to be able to delete pages. It would take some development to rejig the buttons. But what do you think of that? Possibly it could allow us to make it easier. Therefore we could promote people that we were, you know, more people. Is that of interest to you, WJB?
It's an interesting thought, and you can see cases where someone really does focus on one area. I mean, if you spend some time at, say, the board where vandals reported administrative intervention against vandalism, you can often find someone who's, you know, extremely good at vandal reverting. They report at the right times. You know, the majority of reports coming from the same person who's doing a very good job. You think, well, why don't we give this person the chance to block people? Oh, well, they don't seem to have any familiarity with other policy areas. I'm not sure where this necessarily has to be solved at the technical level of splitting up adminship, or perhaps we should be more open to someone turning up a request for adminship and saying, look, my main purpose is I'm going to block vandals. I'm not going to get involved in deletion discussions. You know, I want to learn a lot more about that before I do that, but please could I be made a size of anyway? And perhaps we should be more indulgent of those requests. Certainly that there have been, say, a couple of years ago, admins who made it very clear that they only really wanted the rights for, say, fixing errors on the main page, and who have been an admin now for a couple of years, and all they've done is fix errors on the main page. So whether or not they know when to block someone isn't really material. And I wonder if it isn't just a technical matter, but whether we should have more of an attitude that if someone's going to be good at one area and are just going to do that one area, we should be accommodating of their request.
It certainly makes sense. In a lot of ways, what I will boil this down to after the conversation, and I'm going to bring Daniel back in to hear some, you know, he's got some thoughts on this too, but a lot of it boils down to, is it, you know, that old chestnut, you know, it's no big deal to be an admin, and the tensions within the project about the truth of that, as in, you know, it's no big deal to be an admin, but you've got to try and pass an RFA and you have to answer these 17 questions and fill in subform 6 and make sure you've got edits in article space, talk space, category space, and template space. You know, if perhaps it boils down to just lowering the bar. That's sort of one of my thoughts, maybe. But Daniel, you've heard the chat about, you know, we've gone around some various issues. Do you think the RFA process needs looking at? Do you think it needs fixing?
Yeah, I do. I think, but the thing is, I have no better idea. Like, my fixes would actually make it worse. So, but just quickly back on the separating of admin tools, I've always thought that it might be a good idea to give a set of tools, basically, where you have the ability to protect pages, you have the ability to delete pages which were created less than 4 days ago, and you have the ability to block IP addresses and users who were created less than 4 days ago. And I think that would be perfect for some banner reverters, because when I look at adminship, I need to look at, do I trust this user to delete pages properly and not scare away new users, and do I trust this people with blocking tools not to create massive drama by blocking somebody where they don't know the full story. And I'm not going to name names because we all know the examples, but, and they're the two main ones. So if we take those two out, then you can, the other tools are really, that's the not big deal part. But what the part that I'm worried about when I vote, exclamation vote, at RFA is those, scaring away new contributors and creating drama by deleting pages that shouldn't be deleted, and blocking established users which create drama, rightly or wrongly. And they're the two big points of contention when I look at an RFA. So take those two parts out, and I think that we would have maybe 2,000, 3,000 of people that I would readily support to have protection, block of IP addresses and users not older than 4 days, and deletion of pages not older than 4 days. And I would support far more users if there was a package like that.
We could always seek some technical advice. It doesn't sound like that would be that complicated. Would you, Daniel, would that sort of mini-admin, if you like, would they be able to view deleted pages?
No, because I appreciate that there's some content that... Well, that could be up for discussion. Like, yeah, that's a mini-point, but if my personal preference would say no. But, yeah, they would have deletion rights, but not undeletion rights.
Yeah, so back to you, WJB, because you framed this sort of discussion in saying that, you know, ultimately you want to, well, to encourage more people to apply, I guess. Are you happy with the bar? Are you happy that we can be confident in admin competency at the moment? Do you think the bar should move up or down? Or, you know, just your thoughts on that aspect of it would be interesting.
Well, at the moment, I think one of the things that the RFA can be quite punishing on is mistakes. It's quite easy once someone latches onto something that isn't quite working for a candidate, for that to be really focused on, and there to be almost a feeling I get sometimes that people are looking at those discussions trying to find a reason to oppose, and once they find them, they go for that. Now, I think we do need to be a little bit more forgiving of errors, more looking at how people have learned from mistakes, and someone who makes a mistake deals well with it, acknowledges they were wrong, looks for advice on how to do better next time, is, in my view, a very good person to become an administrator. People are bound to make mistakes. I'm sure I've made a few in my time, and I think instead of trying to find the perfect candidates, we should be looking better at finding people who deal well with difficult positions, with making mistakes, and find good ways through that.
WJB, are you familiar, by any chance? I've had a bit of a rocky road at the wiki. I've been indefinitely blocked four times actually, and I've had an ARBCOM sack and stuff. Are you by any chance familiar with me and my editing at all? This is private.
I have some idea of who you are and of some of those incidents, but I wouldn't have a
Do you think I should put my hand up for admin?
I would encourage anyone to run, but I think you'll realise that you're in a sort of position where people are likely to look more at the baggage than the positive. And much as I would encourage you to, I think one has to be realistic that the way it's going at the moment, people are going to be much more looking at the mistakes than what you're offering that's positive. But I think, you know, any candidate does very well sort of owning up things, saying, yes, I got that wrong, here's what I learned from it, this is what I'd do different next time. And I think sometimes it's the defensiveness that people see that actually makes things worse. So I don't know how that would go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Angela, I'll bring you back in now. You've got some ideas?